Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us. Back with us on the program, the monthly visit, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. For 30 years, she taught students, staff, faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit. She's the author of 27 books, more than 2,000 magazine articles with her photo on many covers. Learn more about all aspects of healthy living, looking younger, natural stress solutions, full body detoxification, including food recipes for effective weight loss, and how to use foods and lifestyle choices as natural remedies in her books, as well as throughout her website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. And she's back with us on the program today. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rick, it's wonderful to be back with you.
It is always a pleasure. Always look forward to our topic. And today we're going to be talking about fully nourished for greater fitness and vitality. As we head into the summer months here, it's something we're concerned about. We're concerned about fitness, concerned about vitality. Talk a little bit about the importance of fitness and exercise overall to being healthy and vibrant.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, they're both important, as are a few other things like sleep and keeping your stress level down, because you can eat the best foods in the world all day long, but if you don't exercise, you're not going to be vibrantly healthy. And you could exercise all day long, and if you don't eat great foods, and you know, same thing.
Right.
But you know, even though this isn't the topic for the day, I'll share with you, you could eat the best foods and exercise. But if your thoughts are always negative, if you're harboring thoughts of doubt, worry, guilt, anger, fear, then it's hard for your body to be vibrantly healthy. And you and I have done shows together all about weight loss and reshaping the body, but we've never quite done this topic, which I love, which is all about how nutrition is a key factor in attaining your fitness goals, because you don't want to keep eating foods that are not good for you. If you're in a serious exercise program and you've got some goals to achieve, in fact, so many experts say that 80% of your fitness goals is really, you know, achieving your goals all has to do with nutrition. And regardless of your fitness goals, whether it's losing a little bit of weight, reshaping your body, toning and firming up, you just can't separate nutrition and training.
All of this information available at Dr. Susan's website, which is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Link on our website directly to Susan's website from our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The topic today, fully nourished for greater fitness and vitality. As people are putting together fitness programs, they do it from probably two different levels. One is creating one. Okay, I need to get started. The other is upgrading. I've been doing this. Maybe it's not working out. Maybe I haven't been doing it for a while. I need to get back involved. Let's start talking about creating. How do we go about putting together a fitness program for us at the appropriate level when we are beginning?
Yeah, the best fitness program would involve three things. Some type of aerobic activity that you know of, like walking or jogging, hiking, cycling, you know, swimming would work. And then you need some, and if weight loss is a goal, you want to do that 5 to 6 days a week. And then you want to add in some type of strength training. You know that is weight training, resistance training, where you might use dumbbells or barbells or maybe even bottles of water. If you don't have any equipment at home, you can find ways to do that. And that helps to firm and tone and strengthen your muscles. It increases the lean muscle mass. And the more healthy muscle you have on your body, the more calories you're going to burn throughout the day. Because as we age, Rick, and we know this, your muscles atrophy. They get smaller, and what used to be up north on your body falls down south.
Yes, yes.
And if you want to bring some of those body parts back up north and tone your arms, shoulders, chest, core area, you've got to make sure you do the strength training. And then also you want to add some type of stretching. That's the third component. Whether it's yoga or Pilates or simple stretches, and you do those three and, you know, combine them. The strength training needs to be at least twice a week, But you'll get more results if you go 3 or 4 times a week. Aerobic should be almost every day, although I do recommend taking a day off. And then ways you can stretch every day, find them. You know, maybe reach, I'm doing it now, you can't see, reaching your arm up. And let's say you're at the market and you want to get something off a top shelf. Make sure nobody's in the aisle watching you, or maybe wait till they are, because you'll inspire them. You stretch your right arm to get that can of beans, then you stretch the left arm, and do what you can to stretch throughout the day.
What's interesting is you're talking, it's not like you have to save thousands of dollars and join a gym and use all the multi-$1,000 pieces of equipment. There, what if I'm understanding correctly, there are a number of small things that we can do during the course of a day, and all these small things add up to be very beneficial for us.
That's absolutely right. See, I always recommend to have one piece of aerobic equipment in your home, especially if you live in an environment that snows or rains or hail or it's freezing. I'm lucky where I live in this Brentwood, Santa Monica area that I can work out outdoors pretty much year-round, but I still have in my house, in fact, I have a room dedicated to a little mini gym. So maybe you have a treadmill or an elliptical machine or something to help you with an aerobic workout, and then you don't always need to join a gym because there's so many good DVD programs you can put right in to your TV, and maybe with a good chair and maybe a set of some dumbbells, you can do simple things at home that really work.
We're talking to Dr. Susan Smith Jones. The website is very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. The website is really fascinating readings. If you go there, it's sort of like a holistic health app. Anything related to superfoods, optimal nutrition, weight loss, anti-aging, rejuvenation, natural remedies, balanced living. I talked about the 27 books. All those are depicted in great detail. In fact, you can peruse several of those if you go to the website, SusanSmithJones.com. It's interesting, you talk about you can't really separate nutrition and training. So let's talk about nutrition. What are some of the rules we need to live by? What should we eat before, during, and after a workout, for example?
Yes, exactly. I'll rattle through a few of these. Let's say you have a workout planned. It's important to bookend that workout with some food, so a little bit before and a little bit after, meaning you don't want to work out on a totally empty stomach, and you want to make sure you replenish your body afterwards. And there are a few exceptions to the rule I'll mention, but first and foremost, it's good to eat about 2 to 3 hours before a workout with a meal that has some protein and carbs in it. And then after your workout, you need some protein, like a small protein carb snack, within about 30 minutes, and then a bigger meal within about 2 hours. Now, if you're like I am and you like to work out first thing in the morning, there's no way I'm going to get up 2 to 3 hours earlier than my workout already early in the morning to get something to eat. So I always have, and it takes 3 minutes to make, some type of green smoothie. Sometimes I make it the night before so I don't even have to hear that blender going in the morning before my workout. And I'll have a little cup of it because you can put so many nutrients and protein and natural unrefined carbs into a green smoothie before a workout. And, you know, so that's something you can do. Lots of people don't like to work out early in the morning. I prefer it because then it's out of the way and I get the benefits of it throughout the day. And like Henry David Thoreau once said, I love this, Rick, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. But you don't want to have a huge meal right before a workout, because all that energy that should be going to your muscles to help you work out is instead trying to digest all these foods you just ate. So you have to be wise about your eating, and don't waste your workout. You know, after a good workout in the gym or a hike or a race or whatever you do, the last thing you should do is waste it all on a night of binge eating. You know, even when your brain thinks, oh, I did so well in my workout, I deserve eating all this food.
Yeah, you got a little voice going, reward, and that's not really the case. If you come out of it and you basically, it's a wash, you're really not getting ahead of the game, are you?
No, not at all. Now, and you know, for almost, 30 and a half years, I've been taking that superfood spirulina, the one, and I write about it on my website, and in my latest newsletter, and I get the one from Hawaii, and I like that. And they, by the way, they have a brand new, most people, it's not even available in the stores yet, and I don't sell products, you know this.
Right.
But you can get it at Nutrex-Hawaii.com, and it's called Hawaiian Spirulina Protein Shake, and it's a vanilla-tasting protein powder, and each scoop has some wonderful, lots of nutrients, plus one serving of Hawaiian spirulina, plus 16 grams of protein. So what I often do, and this is as easy as it can be, before I work out, if I don't have a smoothie made and I don't want to turn the blender on, I'll just take maybe almond milk, and I'll put in a scoop of this Hawaiian spirulina protein shake, and stir it up and drink it, and that's perfect to have right before a workout.
What does that do for you? What are the benefits? What can people see if they start doing this?
Well, spirulina is known to be the most nutrient-rich food on planet Earth. That product, the Hawaiian spirulina, has over 94 nutrients, 60% protein. It's great to boost immunity, to give you energy. Gosh, it makes your skin look beautiful. And I just got back from a lecture tour over in the Hawaiian Islands. I went to all the islands, and in all the stores there, from health food stores to Walgreens to even Costco, all the stores, from floor to ceiling, they have the Hawaiian spirulina. It was amazing to see. It's the number one supplement in the Hawaiian Islands. But there's something else I love to make, and you've heard of chia seeds, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, and by the way, in my current May Healthy Living newsletter, if you go to my website and right there on the right side in the sidebar, it says sign up now, and the general public never sees these. They're free, and it takes 15 seconds to sign up, and once a month you get this Healthy Living newsletter. And in that newsletter, I have a wonderful recipe. Get out your pen and paper. I'll give the basic recipe to you now, because it's for a chia seed pudding that makes a wonderful snack or even a meal. And by the way, chia seeds give you big nutrition in this small little package. And, just 1 ounce of chia seeds, Rick, that's about 3 tablespoons, contains 140 calories, because you need calories when you work out. It's got 11 grams of fiber, lots of calcium, lots of protein, lots of healthy fat, and you can sprinkle seeds on yogurt or hot cereal, on top of salads. But here's a pudding recipe, and it takes 90 seconds to make.
Now you're talking. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I use a Pyrex glass measuring cup, and I always double the recipe, but I'm going to give you a single recipe right now, and I use usually a 4-cup measuring, a glass one, because you want to put it in the refrigerator. So you just need 4 tablespoons of whole chia seeds, 1.5 cups of milk of your choice, and I say almond, coconut, cashew, or rice milk. I use almond milk. And 2 tablespoons of a liquid sweetener like honey, agave. I use maple syrup. And then the last ingredient is 1/4 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract. So putting those in the glass container takes about 60 seconds. You mix them thoroughly, and then let it sit in the refrigerator for at least 4 hours, but I do it overnight. So maybe 4 nights a week, I make this before I go to bed, put it in the refrigerator, and the next morning, all the chia seeds have swollen up because they absorb the liquid, and you stir it, and you have this most delicious pudding. And what I do with that serving, you know, with that chia pudding, is I'll take a big serving and put it in a bowl. And I've got pictures of this in my current May newsletter, different photos to show you different ways to do it. But you can put granola on top of it, or some blueberries or raspberries, or, you know, whatever you want. And then I mix in a teaspoon of that Hawaiian spirulina protein shake to give this pudding even more protein and the benefit of some Hawaiian spirulina. You don't even taste the spirulina. It makes it look a little bit like pale green instead of the beigey color the pudding is. And it tastes delicious. And of the thousands of people I've given this recipe to, I've never found anybody who doesn't like it. Kids love the pudding. Did you ever have tapioca pudding?
Oh, sure, sure. Yes.
So it's kind of like that consistency, okay. Although the seeds are darker than the tapioca. And that is wonderful to have before and or after a workout or a snack during the day. And if you put nuts and fruit on the top, it could actually be a meal.
Well, it sounds like it's a recipe that I could do. There aren't a whole lot of ingredients.
Yeah,
I mean, like stirring is sort of the only physical activity involved in doing that. And the timing is great. The information is available at the website, SusanSmithJones.com. A couple minutes left in the program. I want to talk about how often you should eat as you're exercising and you're trying to get into shape and to stay into shape.
Yeah.
So often people think like, okay, if you have three meals a day, geez, if I could like do two and skip one, that's going to help me. How many times should we eat a day?
Yes. You know, when I tell people three meals a day, they often make them way too big. If you want to lose weight the quickest, some experts say five to six smaller meals is best, but a lot of people don't know how to make a smaller meal.
Exactly.
They'll do five or six large meals. And it really depends on your personal metabolism. I've tried different things, and often three meals a day with two small snacks in between work best for me. The important thing, though, is what those meals consist of, and you want natural, unrefined foods. And probably the most important thing is always keep your body hydrated. I always have water with me, and then in the morning I often will have green tea, but I drink water for the rest of the day. So you always want to remember water, water, and more water. You want to throw out refined sugars and foods also with processed fats. For healthy fats like avocado and the omega-3s in fish and walnuts and chia seeds. And then it's always good to bookend your workouts. Even if you do early morning workouts, if you've got that chia pudding ready, you can have three or four bites of it before your workout and the rest of it when you get home.
Great information. As always, Susan Smith Jones, our guest in the program, the website SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan is with us on a monthly basis. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can go to our YouTube channel. You can go to the iTunes channel and catch up on some past programs. A lot of great information there. It is all practical information. That's why it's so much fun and we get such positive response when Dr. Susan is with us on the program. Thank you so much once again for joining us on the show. Appreciate it and look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so much. And let me say, right on the homepage, if you need recipe ideas, I'm giving away a free full-color recipe book called Conscious Cuisine.
I saw that just before we started taping, and it's like, wow, you have so much that's free on the website. It really is like you've got your own little holistic health app there that's got all of this information. And you can scroll through, and if there's something in particular you're looking for, you can navigate to that. It's an excellent website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, our guest on the program, thank you again for being with us. Look forward to talking again next month.
Thank you. See you then.
You're listening to This Week in America, website thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.